good.
Enjoyed the weekend?
Yes.
Top of the cold weather. I'm quite impressed.
Yeah, it's...
This is very brave.
Yeah, it's full. So thanks for joining me here at the Spa 4 Out with the European Le Mans Series. I guess first of all, this weekend it's cold, it's bleak, it's 14 degrees and we've had some miserable weather, but how's it been on track for you?
Yeah, it's been good. We went out on slicks this morning. Unfortunately it started raining, so that was a bit unfortunate. We had to switch, come in, and it all got a bit messy. So we didn't do too many laps this morning. We got some nice running in the wet yesterday that I was happy with. I haven't got that much experience in this car in the wet, other than Rickard for the prologue, and we didn't do a huge amount in that. So it was nice to get some running in the wet, and I love this place in the rain, so I was very happy.
Because how hard is it, as you mentioned, you haven't really run in the wet so much, but Spa, you're almost guaranteed of it raining or changing at some point in time, so you've got to get used to it, I guess.
Yeah, if you don't like Spa in the rain, then you're pretty screwed.
Yeah. And is it hard to transition? What do you do with the setup here? Do you automatically go for a half setup, or do you take your best or go for a dry?
To be honest, I think you look at something half off and you say, but I haven't got that much experience with it. I'm just racing from coming straight out of single seat, and it's always either a wet or a dry race. So short, but for the 4-hour race, I didn't think I'd have anything. So yeah, you need to have a setup that works.
I can tell you're enjoying the transition, as you mentioned, from single seaters, but in a way these are single seaters with the roof that, they have the downforce there for power, but are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. So, they are fast and short, they're not a full single seater, you have got a roof, there's a lot more weight, but you've got the advantage compared to what I'm used to of having more power, which is always nice, and it's different, it's a different beast, but it's really good fun, I'm really, really enjoying it.
And if it's working with a team like Alco Pro, they haven't been around that long, but they're gaining in prestige and they're getting the results to follow. What's it like working with them?
It's been good this year. I mean, we've come a long way. We've got new people in. We've kept some of the same people. We've been involved with the team. And I think in general, I've really enjoyed it. We've had good results. As you say, we've missed out on results that should have been, but well. It's been good all year. I think we're sitting in a reasonable position as champions, hoping to move forward from where we are at the moment. The last two races, and also massively enjoyed working with the teammates Ryan and Guy.
And what's it like? Obviously, done some racing in Asia as well. What's it like racing there?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It always helps when you're a champion to enjoy things. I enjoyed it. I think they run a good championship out there, and I think this year it could be interesting out there because there's going to be more cars, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think the field looks pretty strong so far. But I guess looking back at your championship, I guess obvious question: what were some of the highlights?
I think the Zubai has to be one of the highlights for me, because when I stepped in the car, I pretty much never sat in a car with a roof on in my life before, or a race car with a roof on in my life before, and with covered wheels. So that was a new thing for me. And I had a lot to learn in a very short amount of time. I had to be able to stop the car when I couldn't see the wheels. I had to be able to get used to power steering, carbon brakes, more power, heavier car. There's a lot to get used to that I hadn't done before, and also just on the track. That was a big step for me. And come out of that weekend with a race win and one of the fastest cars on the track, if not possibly the fastest, then I was really happy with it.
I guess, because how much did you relish that challenge, trying to get used to that new situation so quickly?
I loved it, because I love learning. I love putting myself in different situations where you've got to pick things up quickly and learn quickly. So yeah, I really relished it. Some people would have been intimidated
and I'm back in Asia for the next season. As you we mentioned before, more cars, probably a bit more competition. Do you think you can defend the title?
I think that I'll be able to answer that question for the last race.
But you'll enjoy the challenge.
I'll enjoy the challenge. I think the team did a great job last year. Everything fell our way, luck fell our way, and that's what it takes to win a championship. It's not just driving, it's not just a team, it's a little bit of everything. So
do that 2 years in a row, you can never guarantee that.
Do you notice any difference on track with the way the racing goes, or racing the guys in Asia compared to racing in Europe? Is there any difference?
No, it's hugely. You know, more cars out here, obviously, but not the same drivers, really.
Yeah, I think the entry list, a lot of those guys are on that entry list, are on this entry list.
And where do you see your career going? Where do you want to be in Indian in 5 years?
To be honest, I think I'm only 20 years old. I've got a long way to go, so I think I'm just going to go wherever it takes me. My aim is to be a factory racing driver and get to the podium as many times as possible.
Final question, back on this weekend. I guess, what are the goals? Is it a win on Sunday?
Double win. Another win. My goal is always to have a position and just to do the best for my
race. Brilliant. Best of luck.
Thanks very much. Thank you.